Tony Simmons helps homeless people to get off the streets, which is remarkable because he has been homeless himself. He is the first subject of an occasional series about individuals who do not have much money or power, but do make a big difference. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Tony Simmons is 53, a former Marine, also a former heroin addict and drug runner in and out of jail. Eventually, he hit rock bottom, homeless, penniless, alienated from family and friends. When we first met 2 years ago, Simmons said he was afraid he might die, that he had to do something.
You must start with yourself. Get up. Get going. No excuses. That's what I tell myself every morning after prayer, because every time I help one person, I get a little part of me back.
Here you go. I want you to come to our dinner for Saturday, all right?
Today, Simmons has gotten much of himself back. As the unofficial go-to person for many of Baltimore's 3,000 homeless residents.
All right, thank you.
All right, you're very welcome.
People like the bundled-up men and women who come to the Health Care for the Homeless clinic for medical treatment and other services, or just to escape from the cold.
Well, and I got to be at housing.
Now, tell your case manager that you need to be at housing. Tell them that is what's important.
Or maybe to talk with Simmons, now volunteering at a help desk by the front door, doling out flyers for free dinners, as well as lots of advice.
They'll provide all kinds of services. And they cater to single moms and children. That's what they really
Well, you know, if you're on SSI, you can go to any senior building that you want.
I thought it was 60 and over.
Professionals at the clinic say Simmons reaches people they sometimes can't, that he knows where to get help, how to cut through red tape. He's now staying with a friend, but he spent 3 years in a shelter, so he's got lots of credibility.
Right now, I'm having problems with food.
With food?
Because I don't get food stamps.
Okay.
They cut me off.
Because you know there are places like Franciscan Center, they have a food pantry up there. The one thing I try not to do is tell them what to do. I just give them the avenues of, these are the resources that's out there. Choose something that's right for you, and I will help you navigate through that system.
And the demands here do seem endless. Several clients use walkers or wheelchairs. Some are missing limbs. Many need addiction or mental health services. One woman by the door hops nervously as she brushes her teeth. Outside, it's cold and rainy. 24 people sleep on the clinic's front porch each night or across the street by the interstate. That's where Theodore Maddox first saw Simmons over a year ago.
He never knew that I was watching him, but every day I saw him. And I used to inquire about, who's that dude there, who's that dude there? And everybody was telling me. And I just said, man, that's the person I would like to emulate.
Maddox was in bad shape, on drugs, an ex-con, homeless for 15 years. But when he heard Simmons say he'd rather be homeless than living inside while others were on the street, it got Maddox thinking.
Here's a dude that's unselfish. So he taught me how to be unselfish, you know, don't just think about me, I have to think about other people too.
He started to clean up his life. Now at age 56, Maddox has his first apartment. And he's joined Simmons in a homeless speakers bureau to share his story at local colleges. Simmons seems to be involved in just about everything. He lobbies City Hall and at the state capitol and mentors homeless youth. He also just got a part-time job helping those who face eviction. But Simmons says what people need most from him is encouragement.
I'm glad to hear it, my friend.
All right, now, thank you, Tom. I'll see you later.
Simmons hugs a big bear of a man named James, who tells Simmons he's no longer living out on the street. When he leaves, Simmons starts to tear up.
Every day I hear these stories. People come to me like, you know, I'm not out here anymore. Thank you. You know, I'm like, I didn't do much. I just said, get up. That's all. Just get up.
Pam Fessler, NPR News.